Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 39. Let us believe how much the Lord loves us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. God has put His testimony on record and sworn to that testimony. When God has put Himself on record, what can you bring to corroborate that word? When God has spoken, will you bring up the testimony of a man to sustain it? No, the Word of God is our anchor. It enters in within the veil, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. When you go to your home, to your room, recognize the voice of God speaking to you. His Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. It means something to be a child of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Behold it. It is too wonderful for the human mind to grasp fully. Poor, unworthy, miserable creatures, worthy of nothing, yet God has had such an infinite love for us, that He has made us worthy to be His sons. And He gives us everything that He gives to Christ. The Father loves us just as much as He loves His only begotten Son. How do we know? By the fact that He let His only begotten Son die to save us from death. We share with Christ all the love that the Father has for Him. Christ cannot enter into His inheritance without us because we are joint heirs with Christ. If you and I are joint heirs to an estate, we must have it together. By and by when Christ takes His own throne, we will take it too. And it is something that God reveals to us now. We must not put it all off to the golden streets of the New Jerusalem, to the pearly gates, and the walls of jasper. Everything that Christ has, we have now. Like David we can say, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Jesus says, "You have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me."